my wound was severely infected.
Theme song's playing.
But it can't hear us, right?
Yeah, you can. It can. Oh. They can. All right, that's enough theme song. Welcome to Eat Yeast with Madge Weinstein. I mean, Rachel Cann and Madge Weinstein. I suppose it's rude to say my name first since I'm the host. How are you, Rachel? It's been a long time.
It's been a really long time, Madge. Hello.
God, my vagina hurts.
I know. I have to pee right now, so there might be a little echo now.
Okay, that's fine.
But I couldn't wait anymore to talk to you. I knew I should pee first, but I couldn't wait.
Why?
Because I wanted to talk to you, and I knew I was already dilly-dallying, and I was already lagging, so.
Uh-huh.
So how are you, Madge?
I've been better.
Sounds like things
are urine. Well, there was a suicide in the immediate family of friends, suicide attempt. And it was
I was going to say suicide. That's different. It is different.
Horrible. Yeah, it's different. Now we're still.
No, I'm saying an attempt is different than an actual.
I know that.
Success.
Yeah, the difference is you're still stuck with the person.
Yeah.
So, but I talked about it a lot on Eat This Hot Show yesterday. So, it sucked, but you know. Whatever. My house
sounds
is finished.
Pretty dramatic.
You know, I don't know if I can. It's like it's just fucked up.
But what's wrong with your house? Is what?
It's finished.
What does that mean?
It means the floors are done, the painting's done, everything's done.
So you're ready to start showing it?
I guess. I'm a little scared. I haven't put it on the market yet, but it scares me because I don't really have a place to live. And to tell you the truth, I don't really want to sell it, but it's the economy and I have no job. We haven't gotten our show yet, so, you know, I'll be homeless, but that's cool. Because the audience still has something to laugh at. That's the important thing. Because you and I, we live to make people laugh at our own expense for very little money.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So Reagan announced a new book. He put out a press release. Yeah, you didn't get the press release?
I should talk
about it. It sounds good, actually.
Cool,
let's
tell me about it.
Hold on, I'll find the press release. I just remembered now. Let's see. Reagan Fox in Exile. It is with great excitement that I release my latest book, a collection of poetry entitled Exile in Gayville. And here's what people have been said. Reagan Fox's searing chronicle of growing up gay is an anguished autobiography composed of poems unerring in their ferocity and their truths. These stanzas, which seem to be scraped directly from the surface of the poet's skin, both gut-twisting and impossible to turn away from. No edges are blurred. Nothing is held back. Sharpening a great... What are you doing? Are you building a construction, you know, making Legos? Sharpening a creative signature that already sported a razor edge, Fox grants us witness to the crafting of an unapologetic life. Patricia Smith. Let's see. Anybody I've heard of? Let's see. Anyway, I'm sure it's good. His last book was good, too. And there's a link I hopefully will remember, too. It's on Amazon. Just Google it. But I hope I put a link on Yeast Radio so that I can get a half a cent if you buy the goddamn thing.
Good thinking.
Uh-huh. So what else, Rachel? What are we going to talk about? Now, we're not live, and we're not bringing any other people in unless any... I mean... You know, Andy Melton is no longer Andy Melton. Andy's no longer Sofabit either. He has a different name. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wonder if new name is on. I don't think any of the new names are on either.
Only person I see on there is my mother.
She's always on.
I know. She loves a Skype now.
Yeah. Let's see if new name is online. I doubt it.
She's not. I can see on my phone.
Oh, what a mess that thing is for me. People are tragic. So speaking of tragic, what's new in your life?
Well, I finally have really started in earnest getting my back fixed so I can be back to normal.
What was wrong with your back?
Remember, goddammit, the nerve shit and the car accident and all that?
Yeah, I guess.
So I've been putting a lot of energy and focus into getting that fixed. So that's been really good.
And how is that? I mean, what do you do to get your back fixed? Play with yourself?
No, I've had to stop doing cardio and walking, walking a lot, like at least an hour a day, really brisk walking. And I'm going to the doctor three times a week. Yeah. And I'm going to start physical therapy soon so I can be better than normal. And
that's good.
Just kind of working on finishing up school, teaching a class.
That's good. I know one girl who gave a guy a totem pole for Christmas. A beautiful thing.
Cooking a lot.
Like about 6 feet tall.
Cooking? How does that help your back?
It doesn't. I'm just saying what I've been up to.
Oh, is that what I asked? I forgot.
Are you not feeling good about selling your apartment because you really don't want to sell it or because you don't know what's coming next? Or both?
Both. I feel like I'm being forced out, to tell you the truth.
Maybe you shouldn't sell then.
Maybe I can't afford it, though. I don't have a job. And every time I get a job, they like look at what I do and they're like, oh, Madge Weinstein, she's not safe. She does things. She says, you know, forget the good.
Are you serious?
They don't say it, but it's pretty clear. Yeah, it's pretty clear.
Like, what kind of jobs have done that to you?
Like creative jobs that are right up my alley, but still like bordering on more on the business side of things. They're all fucking judgmental. Nobody likes.
How do they even find out about Madge Weinstein's secret podcast life?
It's not a secret. That's the problem. It's not a secret. If I kept it a secret, then they'd find out right before I got the job. I don't keep it a secret. Why should I keep it a secret?
You shouldn't at all. Right. You should be yourself. I'm just saying maybe you should use a fake name and switch genders to get your day job.
Yeah. It's all connected, though. It's all connected. I don't want to sacrifice. I don't want to be, you know, it's like...
You don't have to.
But then I have to hide who I am as a lesbian. I don't think I should really have to do that. I don't think so. I don't believe I have to do that.
No, you don't. I agree with you.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it sounds like you've really set yourself up in this like catch 22. Like you're like, I absolutely can't find a job. And I don't really.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not saying that I've done my absolute best to find one, you know? I'm just saying this is how it is. I like doing this. I like doing the pogrom, and I haven't had a house for... Today's the first night I'm at home in over, I think, 10 days because it's been under construction. I've just been messy, and then the suicide attempt, that don't help.
No, it really doesn't.
You know, ugh, clean blood.
Hey, for why?
Okay. PTSD. Now I got to go to therapy.
Really?
Was Please be very careful.
Yes. That was great. I want to say this. I don't want to talk. I don't mind talking about it. I just don't have the energy to tell the story again, especially since I told it on Ethan's Hot Show. But
I understand.
I do want to say this, that I no longer feel that joking about suicide is fun.
Okay.
So from now on, if anybody jokes about suicide, they're serious in my book. And I said this on the other show too. If you're going to kill yourself, if you think you might kill yourself, tell me now so that I can not be your friend anymore, because I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to everyone out there.
No, I understand
that because, you know, don't waste my time. That's all. Don't waste my time.
Well, now, so this person who is your friend who did the attempt, are you not going to be their friend anymore?
I don't know. I mean, I have to only out of obligation.
So they're like the last one. It's like when the club's like about to let in the last person. They slipped it under that radar. They were the last one. Then the law got made.
No. Kind of. No, I don't know.
The exception makes the rule.
No, that's not why. The reason is because I have to, because this person is in a fragile situation. So I can't just, you know, pull out now that I'm, I don't know, whatever.
I understand.
It doesn't make no damn sense.
Yeah, it does.
But you and I, we always joke about killing ourselves, but, I mean, you're not serious ever, right?
No, I would never kill myself because I honestly believe, like, if I ever get to the point where I'm like, I'm really, really going to do it, I would just, like, go help other people. Like,
right. Okay, good.
It's like, please, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And you have to realize that whatever pain you're going through, it's going to end. And that's
hard to remember. Well, even if not, even if I'm in unending pain and I feel my life is useless and I can go donate my time and energy to other people who need help.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
But that'll make the pain go away.
Well, then that's great. But you see my point.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Like, if I tell people that all the time. I work with a lot of kids, you know, in this situation. And it's like, you know what? If you really feel like your life is just completely useless, then give your life to something else.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Madge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what?
Mm-hmm.
It's good to talk to you, but I'm sad to hear. It seems like you have a lot of firm beliefs about things being impossible to work in your life, and I don't believe that at all.
Do I? Does it sound that way?
It does, because you're like, I don't want to sell my home, but I have to sell my home because I can't get work, because nobody will hire me because of who I am.
It's just kind of an avalanche of shit, plus tax day is next week, and I'm going to owe thousands that I don't have, and I have to charge it, you know?
I understand. Listen, I'm not scolding you. I'm just pointing it out. It's like, it sounds very valid. I just don't want that. It's not the only possibility.
No, I know. I mean, it's within my capability to, like, get through this with, and I'm not out of money yet. I'm just close, and you know, I have to get back to doing the accounting on this show to make sure that I'm not, you know, because I haven't gotten money in a while. But granted, I haven't done shows in a while, so. But the money hasn't been coming in ever since my birthday. It's ironic, huh? You'd think they'd give me money when it's my birthday. They give me money except when it's my birthday. Except for Wanda Wisdom, she gave me money.
Happy birthday, Madge.
Thanks, honey.
And happy sober day.
Thanks. Oh my God! Did you see the ring I got?
Did you see it
on Facebook?
No.
It's got this beautiful. It's on my Facebook. It's this beautiful. Somebody who's a friend of mine in that capacity. You know, he gave me this beautiful ring from George Jensen. It's like a three-piece ring. It's three separate interlocking pieces. They're sort of modular, and one is, and they're just. It's so beautiful. And one is white gold. The other is yellow gold. And the other is red gold. It's gorgeous.
Like kind of like braided looking in a way?
Yeah. Not braided, but similar to that, yeah.
I'm going to check it out. Hold on.
Yeah. What is wrong with this mic's thingy? Something, when they, you know, they did all this construction, so they took everything down and put it back up and all this shit, so I think something got a little fucked.
Did you have a
my baby boy. What?
Where's the ring? I'm in here.
Facebook. I don't fucking know how Facebook works. It's a big mystery. They keep changing it.
Well, did you have a birthday party?
Yeah.
Small. Was it nice?
Yeah, it was very nice. Except one of the people stood me up, and that turns out it's because he was planning his suicide. So it was a pretty good excuse.
At least it wasn't on your birthday.
Right.
Like, remember Chris had it, pulled his whole heart attack stunt on my birthday?
No, I forgot that it was your birthday, actually. I do remember now, though.
It was like 12:01, so it wasn't technically my birthday either.
I swear I wasn't tired until we just started. But yeah, I've been having to put back all my stuff. I am, too. I've been putting back all my stuff, but there's no rule that says our shows have to be long until they absolutely kill everyone.
No, they really don't.
Yeah. Is it over yet?
Let's just do a few more minutes.
Okay. I don't even know if I can fill that. What do you think about John Waters' films?
Well, you know what's funny? I love Pecker.
I liked Pecker.
I think it's so beautiful. I love Pecker. The rest of his stuff, it's a little bit of hype for me. Like, I know it's cool, and like people with like who are chubby with dyed black hair and bangs like me like it, so whatever. But I look at it and I'm like, this kind of falls flat for me, but Pecker really does it for me.
What about Pink Flamingos?
I mean, I haven't seen it since I was like 14. I have to see it again.
Okay. I'm just saying that because somebody wrote a comment because we were talking about that and said, somebody said, I don't trust anyone who can't enjoy, if not love, the early John Waters stuff. Female Trouble is my favorite, though I fell in love with Pink Flamingos first. Well, that's
kind of... I should watch Female Trouble and Pink Flamingos again because, I mean, it was a very long time ago. Jesus.
You know, falling in love with a movie is kind of like falling in love with a phone. It sounds kind of weird. How do you... It weirds me out when people say they're in love with these inanimate objects.
I say that all the time, though.
Yeah.
I'm in love with blah, blah, blah.
With your iPhone? Are you in love with your iPhone? I know you don't have
No, one. You know, please, come on.
I wish I could afford an iPhone.
Me too. I like fantasize about when I'm rich now. Like, I have a list of things I wrote on the wall what I'm going to get when I'm rich.
Like what?
Like a haircut.
Jesus. That's not rich. I don't For think you have to is. Be rich to get a haircut. I think that's
I do, believe
like
it.
Above water, maybe.
Like new orthopedic shoes.
These sound like necessities.
Exactly.
God, it's amazing, this depression. I'm not going to call it a recession because that's such a crock of shit. But it's like amazing how it's just affecting everyone like so quickly. And
not really affecting me. I mean, I already was broke. My life hasn't changed, you know? Not much.
Oh.
It was bad, and it's always been... I've always been hanging on by a thread my whole life.
I see.
So kind of in these situations, I'm in a way I'm lucky. Oh, my God.
Matt Burgess just sent me the new Peaches album before it's released.
No, send it to me.
Okay, honey.
Oh my God, I'm excited.
Did he just do this? When did he do this? Okay.
I'm excited.
Let's see. Where's your little thingy here? Let's find this. Start chat. Okay, just send it in your little box. Where do I press the download button? Download? Where's the fucking download button? Don't tell me it went away. Shit.
You waited too long.
Did I? Maybe. I don't know because I don't... Ugh, fuck it. Hold on. Cause you're my baby. No, it was just today he posted it. Oh, there, yeah. Just
There's
go to
something fishy.
Go to the comments on Yeast Radio, and he linked to it publicly. So it's come. It's downloading now. Did you see it, Squishy?
Not yet.
Squishy, squishy, squishy. Oy. Wow.
In the comments in the most recent one?
Yeah. That one's also like a year old. I haven't done a show since Thursday.
It's been a crazy time for you, though.
Fuck yeah. Well, Thursday's the day all this shit happened, so. 7:01 a.m. Yeah, it was in the evening of that same day. Cause you, my baby boy. Oh, baby boy. Are you downloading it?
Hello.
Hello.
Click here to start download. That?
Yeah, that would be it.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Right. Uh-huh.
It went... Oh, there it is.
Okay.
Well, here we are, Madge, talking. Like, how exciting.
Talking.
Did I tell you last time we talked about how Chris told me he wouldn't listen to the show anymore?
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
I figured,
so that was a big wake-up call for me.
And the reason was why?
It just felt like I'm not very good at being a good champion for myself.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe he also, I don't know, maybe he's like, some people are too serious about shit, you know?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I hear you. I go back and forth with shit like that my whole life, or at least, let's say, the last 15 years.
I mean, like, I don't want to be judgmental, but since he's not listening anyway, I can. But people that, yeah. Like, a lot of people that do, like, new agey stuff, like yoga and stuff like teach it, they get really, like, humorless.
Pretentious.
Yeah, they get humorless and too serious about made-up shit. Like, you know, you make a living basically doing, you know, sprinkling fairy dust. So, you know, it ain't that deep. Deal with it.
I agree with you completely. And listen, I want to say this because I could never even be in a relationship with someone like that. It's definitely not that. I totally know what you mean. Right. LA is the worst for that shit. And he curses and farts and eats meat and he's rad. He's not at all. You know what I mean?
What does rad mean? We don't have that word here. I don't know what
that
means. Shut
up. It means he's awesome.
What is this? Here's the new album. Okay, I'm loading it into my iTunes.
Sucking on my titty like you wanted me, calling me all the time.
I feel cream. Sounds like a good name for a song. I feel
so excited.
Pitches. Peaches.
What else is in the teaches of peaches?
Oh my God. Okay, that's enough, really. Let's see. What's this? Oh, we don't even have an album cover. This is really ghetto.
It's not ghetto. It's new.
Whatever.
It's ahead of the curve.
Yes.
Thank you, Matt.
Here. I'm going to play it. You can hear it.
No, I have it too. I just have to unzip it.
Yeah,
now.
But we need to hear it. You're going to hear it from here because this is
sad. Okay.
To the ground, I took you to Regina. Big trouble in little mangina. Fine china break. You a weak jock, weak spot. You do diddly squat with no plot. You took a shot but forgot you're the fly that I swat.
I'm hot.
Don't what I wear on my hair. I got my own with Project Blair. Don't care, ride me bareback, man. Time to spare. Look at the tail, I think you need a new pair.
Don't compare me to that other affair. Fuck you like a billionaire. Fuck you like a billionaire.
But the other stuff I was playing sounded good.
Okay, good.
I love Peaches.
Yeah, I do too. Oh, my God. So you were saying about Chris?
Just, he's not like that, thank God. I could not deal.
So then what's the issue?
No, it's like, he's just like a big Rachel fan. He just loves me, and he doesn't want to hear me just not being awesome to myself.
Are you not being awesome to yourself now?
No, I think I am. I think he would think so too.
So is it only the problem when there's other people on the show?
No, I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
I do feel a weird, like.
It
there's
happens.
Like a sinister feeling I get from
it
some
happens.
Of it. And there is like.
What do you mean?
Just a bad feeling, just a negative feeling. It's like, it just kind of.
It happens.
We've talked about it before, like years ago we've talked about it, you know, but it's just...
It happens.
When there's a bunch of people who are aping the downtrodden, whatever that is.
No, I understand that, but that's why I'm saying if it's not with the bunch of people, is it not okay then if it's just me and you?
No, I feel like it is okay if it's me and you,
okay,
yeah.
Well, then it's fine then. We just won't have the group
it
of people.
It happens.
But I also just want to say that I don't feel like, wah, I'm a pussy, like, protect
please
me
don't
from
be
them
concerned.
Or anything like that. It's not that. It's like, it's not a level playing
please
field because I'm coming at it being myself. And it's just, like, fucked up. And it's not you ever.
No, I understand. I totally do. If I didn't agree with you, I wouldn't have.
It's like in a weird way, my hands are tied. And that's
thank you for
fucked
holding.
Up because I'm not stupid. I'm an intelligent person.
No,
and
I
that's
know.
On me. That's on me to not be a jackass.
Well, it does get a little bit. I felt that it was a little bit sort of bullying high school-like, and I didn't like it myself last time.
Yeah,
it's kind of embarrassing.
It's crazy shit, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing.
It's just this weird, hateful shit. Like, all that shit Chris is saying, like, you have daddy issues. It's like, okay, I'll tell you this. You know Tom Robbins?
Not personally. The
you
author?
You know who he is, though. Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, I'm a big fan.
Okay.
One of my favorite quotes of his is he says, there are two kinds of people in the world. Those who split people into two kinds of people and those who don't. Isn't that good?
That's true.
But so I really feel like there's a certain type of gay man who I've only met white ones of this personally, but I'm not saying they don't exist in other flavors. I just haven't met them. That's this weird kind of like, whereas a normal person of any minority or like in any way where the power is shifted, whether that be a gay person, a person of a different ethnicity, a person of a minority religion, whatever. Okay. So gay just being, it's someone who understands not being in a state of total entitlement, which applies to almost any gay person in the world, along with myriad other groups, right? Those people are going to, generally speaking, relate to other people who understand what it's like to not be people of total entitlement, right? Do you see what I mean?
You have to be more specific and concise. I don't understand what you're trying to say.
There's two kinds of gay men in the world. There's the gay men who are cool with chicks and are like down with chicks and are my fucking fag hag dogs.
Yeah.
And then there's the kind of gay men where I almost feel like you're gay because you hate women so much that you would rather fuck guys.
Now, who would be an example of that specifically?
I don't have an example of that specifically. It's just this kind of vibe that sometimes when it threads through a situation, and then on top of it, there's like gender fluidity going on, let's just say, to keep it totally broad.
What?
Like gender fluidity.
What do you mean? Like pronouns that are flexible? Is that what you're talking about?
Sure. Let's say yes.
Like when you call somebody he, then she, but just for no reason. What's wrong with that?
Absolutely nothing is wrong with it. All I'm saying is it's one thing when a person who is a white male, so they're in a state of total entitlement, is talking shit. That's it. And that doesn't have to be a white male, but a person of entitlement.
Who are you talking about specifically?
Nobody, because I'm sure any of you guys, including you are my friend, you're not in that category, but like anybody who's been on the show, I feel like I could sit down and talk to and probably like that person, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just this kind of weird mentality, this weird like head mania that gets kind of whipped up by your show for some reason, even though you're not like that.
I don't understand what it has to do with the gay white male thing. That's where you lose me. I don't understand that. I mean, I understand bullying. I understand people being maybe misogynistic. I understand where you see people, you know, being trying to be like a Howard Stern kind of thing. But I don't understand what this is.
I love Howard Stern.
But I don't understand what the... Well, Howard Stern does the same thing that happened on last week, only he does it every fucking day. Or as far as that ganging up on people goes. I mean, I like him too, but he does the same
thing. Whatever, Howard Stern wouldn't gang up on someone like me. He gangs up on stupid people. Howard Stern would fucking love my ass. I would love his ass. I would fucking spank his ass.
But what does it have to do with the gay white male thing? I mean, how does that...
It really doesn't. You covered it in your list of things you just said. You covered it.
Here's the problem. You're not making everything... Whenever you sort of... You need to judge stuff. You're afraid to... You won't judge anything.
I don't need to.
But you're doing it in between the lines. You're passively judging. And when I try to get you to express what you're saying more specifically, you said everything, you basically say everything's fine and everything's my fault, which isn't true.
No, I don't. I'm not saying everything's fine or that everything's my fault. I mean, I am going to take responsibility.
I just want you to be more specific. That's all.
Well, I mean, I'll take responsibility for the parts that I where I play into it, because I'm not going to disempower myself by making myself into a victim for no reason. But okay.
So what is the gay male? Who is an example of a gay male whose entitlement is making him act weird? That was on the show.
Why are you trying to get me to name names? I don't understand.
I have a reason.
Oh my God. You're like Barry Zuckercorn.
The reason is that I think probably the person you're talking about isn't gay. That's why. So I think, you know, by making it a stereo, you know, getting it from some sort of like a stereotyping, I don't think it's going to help. I mean, I know you don't deliberately stereotype anyone, but, you know, you just said it yourself. The Tom Robbins quote is exactly what you, right after
That's
you quoted
why
him,
said
you did
that.
The same thing.
That's exactly why I said it.
I don't get it.
You think I would just like randomly say that out of no place and then talk about splitting people into two different groups when you kept like pinning me to the mat? Like you'll just coincidentally be that?
No, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Oh, God. Listen, it doesn't even matter. I think that there's men, gay or straight, who like dick or don't, who are threatened by women.
Okay.
And when they get put in an arena where it's like there's one woman who's the only person with a working vagina in the room,
mm-hmm.
they see it as some weird opportunity to be fucking hateful.
Why do you think it's because of the vagina? And not because of something?
Because of the things that are said that are stupid, stereotypical shit that don't have to do with the actual person.
Like what?
Like constantly being all daddy issues, daddy issues.
So, did somebody say daddy issues?
Yes. It's just stupid shit. That's just one example.
Yeah. But what about Andy Meltzer? I mean, he gets badgered. As far as I know, he doesn't have a working vagina.
No, but people find another reason to fucking get at him, even if it's just for being fat.
Right.
It's like you said yourself, it's like that bully mentality. It's just like going around looking for somebody's weak spot and then just fucking like clawing at it for no reason. Whether it's having a fucking vagine or being chubby with a bowl cut.
Well, but you like it when Howard Stern does it, right?
I just feel like Howard Stern is different. I can't explain the way I am.
How's he different?
Let me tell you something else.
Yeah.
I never said I was consistent. Or not hypocritical. Like, I don't know what, you know?
Right. I mean, I often say the same thing. The problem is it's, you know, yeah. Right.
Whatever. Quite simply, I mean, I just feel like, for me, I love you for real, and I think you know I actually do. I don't feel like I have to like defend myself. If you want to talk to me, I love talking to you.
I'm not. Really,
I'm not gonna be a pussy and be like.
I'm not really. No, it's not that I'm asking you to defend yourself. It's just that I'm trying to make you say what you mean quickly and efficiently, because you seem like you're being very careful not to be specific, and I don't understand why. I mean, is it because you don't want people to just go in the comments and attack you for being specific about specific people? I mean, I can understand that if it is.
No, I don't even care. It's more because it's not just any certain people. It's happened before. It's happened over the years. And lots of people have said shit about it's me. And it's come up many times with different people. Like, quite frankly, it's not because I'm like, oh, I don't want to step on any toes. It's like, I don't even think any of the people are interesting enough to even fucking call out by name. It's a consistent problem. That's what I'm telling you. When people get into an arena where for whatever reason they feel like they can pick apart an actual vagina card-carrying woman.
But see, okay, that's where you lose me, though. I mean, I understand your criticism. I understand the bullying thing. But I don't think it's about vaginas. And the reason I bring up Annie Melton is because he doesn't have one. So you're saying, you know...
It's perfect, but I already told you about that. They'll, like, prey on whoever they perceive.
But it can be because of your personality type. I don't think it has anything to do with being a woman. That's all. And I don't think it has anything to do with the people that, because they're gay men. I mean, certainly there's a lot of people that do it that aren't. And
based on the things that are said to me in the context of those situations that occur to me on your show, it seemed like random, weird cliches of women are thrown at me in those moments. And it's like weird, just silly.
Yeah.
And it's exhausting. I feel like I can't.
But if you were, you know, so much of it is perception. And if your perception is one of, you know, sort of a feminist, and this is just for lack of a better expression, but feminist victim, then I think you're going to see things through that window. And I'm not saying that in the same way that somebody says, well, you know, racism doesn't exist and I'm a white male. You know, I don't mean that. What I mean is, you know, it's like the 70s style feminism where, like, we're just going to be victims forever. And then the second wave feminism that are more like, well, I think I should be able to be a cam girl if I want to and show my tits so that I can get the money. You know, and the first wave feminists who say, you know, women shouldn't be prostitutes because they're becoming victimized and they're selling their body, you know, and you get this whole judgmental. And I feel like when you're coming from an angle of that they're attacking you because you're a woman, then you're speaking from that first wave, which is really sort of a victim mentality.
I don't really care what you say about it, because I know what it's like to be inside a woman's body, and I don't mean that to shut you down. Like, that's valid what you're saying, but I still know my experience of it, and I still know that I'm not allowing myself to be a victim. So you can say I'm using the language of being a victim, but I just will respectfully disagree with you and say I don't feel victimized about it. And to continue in a situation is how I would be making myself victimized out of it.
What?
It wasn't working for me. The situation, how it wasn't working for me. It's like my hands are tied. I can't really say anything because everybody's like in this collective dream that's not reality except me, just like how Andy was. Andy's his real self, not anymore. Now he has a new name or whatever. But before,
yeah,
you know, it's different when you're being a real person. And whether it's because I'm a woman or Andy's fat or just because I'm Rachel and Andy's Andy, I don't know, but it just, like, makes people... I think that it takes a certain amount of bravery to just, like, be yourself and not try to be cool and put yourself out there.
Uh-huh.
And maybe it's stupid of me to do that. Maybe it's stupid of Andy to do that. I don't fucking know. I know that we don't really have much in common, me and Andy, except that we really love food and we're both ourselves. Or were. But anyway,
but
just
not
alone.
When you say
it's, like,
you
not
don't
enough
know what
reason
it's...
somebody to attack you and use cliche stereotypes against your group, whether it's being a woman or being fat or being whatever.
But you say, I know what it's like being inside a woman's body, which implies that I don't. I mean, is that because I'm a lesbian?
Yes.
That's kind of a little bit offensive, isn't it?
Yes. That's what I mean, though. It's like a loophole. We can't really have the conversation. So it's like, that's when I get frustrated and feel like I can't really say anything.
I don't understand.
I know. It's okay. That's my point. A lesbian never would.
But see, then you're totally like...
It's okay. I mean, it's okay.
Well, I don't know. I don't understand, but Anyway, what else can we talk about so this show doesn't just die?
Nothing. I'm all, like, worked up now.
Why are you worked up? I feel like I'm about to go to sleep. You're worked up.
Good. I'm going to take some melatonin and then go to sleep.
Yeah. No, this is really a great show. This will get me some money.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. I don't know. I don't understand why people have to take shit so seriously. I mean, this show does not come from a serious place. Most people know that.
I know, and that's why I'm happy to talk to you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this, we need to figure out a way to make it more interesting then.
We should just start having my brother on.
Where does your brother live?
San Francisco.
Is he gay?
No.
Why would he be interesting?
Just like me, but like with a penis.
Uh-huh.
And all the attendant testosterone.
Yeah.
So he's really loud.
I'm just amazed how you it's like you seem to sexualize everything. Not sexualize, but genderize.
No,
like
I already,
it's me without a penis. I mean, you're saying that you're saying people on this show are, you know, giving you all these stereotypes, but I really truly think that you're doing that. I mean, everything's about perspective. Everything's about the way you see things. I mean, I mean, in my personal life, and this happens to me every day, I can take, and I've talked about this before, I can have the same day with the same circumstances and be happy and listening to my music on the iPod and like, do-do-do-do-do, go home, and I'm happy, I had a great day. I can be the same person with the same life and the same circumstances the next day and be like, God, my life is fucked. I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, and I think it's, I think, I mean, that's just, I just say that to express what I'm trying to say about perspective. I mean, it's all about the lens you're seeing things through. And it sounds to me like you're seeing a lot of things through this lens of gender. I mean, I don't know. I don't
I'm
know.
Okay with that, though. I don't feel like that's true in my day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know your day-to-day life. We're talking exactly about what you're talking about now on the show. I don't know from your day-to-day life. So, whatever.
Yeah, I'm okay with all of it.
But don't be okay with all of it. So that's the shit. That's the only shit that you say that bugs me.
No, I mean, I don't mean with all of it. I mean with all of your feeling about it. Like, I can respect and see where you're coming from on all of it.
Yeah, but you say everything I do, you're acting like everything I do is fine. I don't see how that could be the case, you know?
I never said everything you do is fine.
You don't seem willing to criticize me.
You want me to criticize you?
Sure.
But the only way I can, the only things I have, I don't
constructively
have anything.
I'm not asking you to criticize me like in a vicious
way. No, I know,
it's
like rip you apart. I get it. But all I'm saying is, I don't feel like I have any way, I have nothing to criticize you about, but I don't feel like I can have a real conversation with you on the show. And it's just the device of how it's always been set up. You know, there's nothing we can do about it. But for me, the way I am, it's like I can to a certain extent, and then it just hits a wall, you know?
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, I guess it hit a wall then.
But
had real conversations on the show, though. We have had several real conversations on the show.
Yes, we have.
So
we have. And
how
I
do
love
you account for
pepper.
That? How do you account for that? It was still me. Why did it? You're saying that suddenly you're no longer able to have a real conversation with me on the show?
No, just on certain subjects at a certain level, on certain specific subjects.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, maybe we should not talk about those subjects then.
Fine, but then that's what I'm saying. That's why I had to go during the last show, because when it gets to a certain point on those situations, I just feel like, you know what, my hands are tied and I'm too intelligent to be sitting here feeling like this. There's no reason.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that makes sense about that show. But then what about now?
What about now? I feel like we're having a conversation.
Well, if it's interesting, I'd be very shocked.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
But you never know what people find interesting.
That's the weirdest shit.
They are idiots.
I love them, but they are kind of weird.
They're idiots. They are. Yeah, you know, I don't know. I guess I don't have much energy, you know. I just saw what happens when people completely lose hope. And I don't know. I feel like I've been, I lost a certain level of innocence, and I had no idea there was any innocence left to lose, but.
Yeah, really?
I don't know.
Wow.
What are you clicking?
Nothing. I'm listening to you.
You're clicking. What are you clicking about?
Nothing. So
if you're clicking, never, when you, you're not, you don't have my full attention.
When you were a teenager, you never had a friend who tried to kill themselves or felt the loss of all hope or anything?
My second grade teacher killed herself.
Oh.
But, yeah. That's it.
When did you come out as a lesbian?
I was 21.
Wow.
1970-something. Early 70s. Why?
I don't know. I know a lot of people who have come pretty close to suicide. I'm glad for you that you haven't.
Have you ever?
I have suicidal ideation, like diagnosis, but I would never kill myself.
What does that mean, suicidal ideation, exactly? I've heard it.
But having like uncontrollable thoughts of killing yourself. It's separate from depression.
What is it? So like, what does that mean?
Like people, I guess technically it's like where you're actually starting to plan it out.
And you've done that?
No, because I would never, I don't want to ever kill myself. I would never kill myself. I promise you.
But I thought you just said you've been diagnosed with that.
Yeah, but so what? I know therapists who use tarot cards to do their fucking help people with them and shit.
So you were diagnosed as, but you've never actually been suicidal ideating or whatever, dilating.
Well,
or whatever
it's called. I've had very dark thoughts. I've always known, though, I would never do that. That's just not part of what I came on the planet to do. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a thing where I look down on other people for doing it, because I understand so well the feeling. But it's just not my road. It's not.
Yeah, you know, I've gone through so many different thoughts about it over the past week.
Yeah.
That I don't know that I can come up with. I don't have the energy to summarize my philosophy, and since it changes so much, I don't even know. Yeah. But I do know that it's a profound disrespect for human life.
Yes, I agree.
In its action, regardless of the reasons, the action of suicide is a profound disrespect for human life as
murder. Any murder. Yeah.
And it's profoundly selfish as well. And I realize that it is serious depression. But see, I think it's a gene. I really think suicide is a gene. Because I'm clinically depressed. I've been hospitalized for depression. Yet, I have never been suicidal. And I've never been what they call suicidal ideation, I guess, either. I mean, I've gotten really depressed. And I've gotten to the point where it sucks. And I hate my life. And I feel awful. And every minute of being alive is torture. But I've never been suicidal. And I guess that's why, and I always complain about people that just base their own outlook on life based on their own personal experience, because it sort of denies the fact that other people have different brains and different ways they think. But I guess I just don't really get it. And that's what it... I don't get it, I guess. I mean, I'm glad I don't get it, but I don't get it. I just don't understand how, like... To me, like, if you think about killing yourself, if you think about it, and you're anybody with half a brain will understand that you end up with this big void or the potential for a big void, even if you're like the Pope himself and you're so sure of Jesus. Well, that doesn't make sense because they believe in hell for suicide. But
the Pope is a crazy Nazi.
Yeah, forget that. But, you know, but even if you have this, let's say you're just a super Buddhist, you know what I mean? You're
super Buddhist.
You can levitate. You know, and you're so sure about existence and all this shit, but it still doesn't make any fucking sense. Like, if you think about it, then you get to this point where, like, you understand that there's this real possibility that you will, when you don't exist, you have to really think about what that means. And it is my opinion that anybody, if they think long enough about what that means, will see how suicide makes no sense at all. It's like a paradox. And I'm like that Nietzsche, that existential thing where it's like, I'd rather have to stand on the edge of a cliff for the rest of my life than be dead, than die.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. But then again, I don't have it, you know? And somebody who doesn't have depression doesn't understand depression.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I don't think that it's a gene any more than there's a depression gene, which some people say there is. But it doesn't, it's not like one gene.
It doesn't matter.
You know, whatever, nature or nurture. It's like, doesn't matter either way.
No, the gene thing doesn't matter as far as my judgment goes, but I just think it's a curiosity just because of the way some people just don't have it and some people just do. You know, not that it matters in terms of my judgment.
Yeah, and it's interesting for me because I've gone in and out of bouts of both. I know what depression feels like, and I know what suicidal ideation feels like, and they don't always go together.
Yeah.
But even with all that, I've always known ever since I was very small that I would never kill myself.
Yeah.
I would just go live somewhere and help people like Katrina victims or something. Come on.
Right. Well, it just makes me nervous because we've had little jokes where we say, kill myself. And so many people have a joke like that.
I know.
And this person joked like that. And then he really did it. And he really came close. Yeah. And it wasn't just through this attention getting attempt. I don't think so. And I just, you know, it makes me really think, well, I don't know what to do, you know? What do I do when somebody says that? What do I, you know, what, I guess
you should
I shouldn't
just
say that either.
Say, you know what, it's not funny to me. Like, one of my friends just came really close to succeeding, so if you're really feeling that way, let me know. And if not, like, it's not a good funny joke for me.
Yeah. But I'm not allowed to say anything isn't funny because I have no boundaries for that.
But you can be a hypocrite, remember? You can do whatever you want.
Well, you said you can. That doesn't mean I can, although I
and
can.
And you said, and me too.
Oh, that's
right when I said it.
But I'm being a hypocrite, so I didn't mean it.
Well, whatever. You could say whatever is that's funny, but I feel neurotic about that right now. And like, I'm going to worry about that. So could you just tell me, are you serious or what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is your friend still in the hospital or?
No, he got out yesterday and I saw him today and I said, so are you taking medication? He said, no, I can't afford it.
How many days was he in there for?
4 days. It's all the insurance would pay for.
But was it mostly for like medical, physical reasons or mental?
Mental, psych unit.
So when you say almost succeeded, like how long was he physically incapacitated for once he got to the hospital? Not too long. He was okay, right? It sounds like.
Well, the thing is, he didn't call me until several hours after he had already, you know, cut his wrists and let it bleed out, and he didn't die. And but he lost a shitload of blood. But by the time he was, you know, he saw me, it had already scabbed over, so it wasn't like he, you know, it wasn't this huge medical emergency. You know, we were past, you know what I mean?
God.
But at the same time, it was, psychologically, it was a huge emergency. I mean, it was like a mess. So,
have you had a session with your psychiatrist since then?
No. Mm-mm.
When are you going to go see your therapist?
I think next week.
Why don't you call him and see if you can get him sooner?
You know what, to be perfectly honest, I have people to talk to, and I have been, but I got to tell you, there was a friend who was there with me, and he's the one that cleaned up the blood. And his reaction, we both had a really horrible last night. Now, I think I've gotten a lot better today. The thing is, honestly, I think the more shit you go through, and I know a lot of people disagree with me, but with all the shit I've been through, it's like you get over it quicker. You can handle it.
I don't think it matters if anyone disagrees with you or not. I think as long as you're really feeling what you're feeling, that's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, yeah, I mean, shit. I can't go running to a therapist every time. I mean, I have friends, and to be perfectly honest, I can't afford a therapist. And there are these free therapists that, you know, sometimes they're fucking morons. And this comes from experience. A lot of them are fucking idiots.
I know, but I thought you had a psychiatrist.
Oh, no, I do have a psychiatrist. I do have a psychiatrist, and he's wonderful. But he's a psychiatrist. And there's no emergency that I need to see him right away. I can't think of a reason why I do. I mean, he'd be the first one to say, you can call me. But, you know, if I call him and make it sound like I'm having trouble, then he'll just, you know, give me some medication for it.
I hear you.
I have friends I can call in the middle of the night, which I did yesterday. And that, I don't know. I got to go by what I believe. And what I believe is that that's more helpful to me than to pay an emotional prostitute.
Of course you should go by what you believe. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I mean, I love therapy. It's great. But it's also a ripoff sometimes. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've been in therapy. And I'm not talking about psychiatrists. My psychiatrist is great, and he's not a waste of money for a second. But I've been in therapy where I'm like, I felt like, I can't believe I just spent $150 on absolutely nothing. I mean, I could have, like, got a massage.
Yeah.
You know, and you can make this argument like, oh, but you didn't do anything. It's because you weren't honest. I mean, like, I've had it where the guy's fucking yawning and closes his eyes. I mean, these people are, there's a reason people go into therapy. I mean, there's a few good ones, but in my experience, most of the ones I've had are fucked up. So they go into therapy.
Most of every profession is lame. It's the ones at the top that are good that make it worth it. So making me sad by saying that.
And
the one that
was at the top is the one my psychiatrist recommended, and he wasn't taking new patients. So,
well, there you go.
You know, and I don't feel like, oh, poor me. If I really needed one, I could get one. But the point is, Jesus, I mean, look at this therapy. I get to do the show. I get friends. I've got my meetings.
You can call me in the middle of the night, just so you know.
Okay, thanks.
Seriously.
I know. I'm going to take you up on that.
You really can't, even though I do, I mean, people think I'm an asshole on the show and everything. I'm actually like a really smart person. I'm a really loving person, and I have really good
advice.
Yeah.
Seriously. I don't care what people think on the show. That's the reason why I do the show the way I want to, regardless of what people think. I mean, if I did what people wanted, I would have 20 different shows, because there's all these people and all these different people, and everyone thinks they know what's best. They know the way the show should be. They know the way, you know, there's people that like you, there's people that don't like you. There's people that, whatever opinion there is, there's an equally opposite opinion, you know? And it's like, all I can do is do what I think I want to do, because it's really, in the end, it is my therapy, I guess. Yeah, I've heard people say, oh, I don't want to see somebody else's therapy that's not art. Well, yeah, it is. Fuck you.
Yeah, it is. What can I say?
Right. I mean, I was looking through the drawings from the mental hospital when I was in today. I can't throw them out. You know, they're interesting.
Yeah, don't throw them out.
Fuck. What's more interesting than a fucking nut job? I don't know.
Please don't throw them out.
I'm not throwing them out. Matt Purges says, where are you? They get so dramatic just because I haven't done a show in a fucking week. I'm fucking homeless. Don't you see the picture, Matt? The picture of me, of all my cabinets sealed.
He cares about you.
No, he cares about me. Of course he does. But he cares about his entertainment. That's what he's concerned about. You know?
I guess.
No, I mean, he does care about me. I don't mean to diminish that, but, you know. But what's this toilet paper dispenser that holds an iPod? That's cool. Oh, did we talk about the Chicken Fat song? Was that you?
I think so, yeah.
Somebody sent it to me. Oh, I guess I'll play it for a minute. Hold on. God, I farted something fierce.
Me too.
What'd you eat today? What'd you have for dinner?
Oh, I made a fabulous dinner.
What was it?
Lamb basil sausage with Greek potatoes grilled with onions and shallots with some fabulous tzatziki I made myself with Greek yogurt, cucumber, and fresh mint. And gorgeous tabbouleh salad.
Well, I had Greek food, too.
What'd you have?
Oh, that spinach pie thing, you know, with the cheese. What do you call that?
Spanakopita.
Yeah. It's from this diner, but it's a Greek-owned diner like all the other ones here. But
yummy.
It's a Greek dish. The guy that works there is so goddamn annoying, though. I really hate that. I hate when people, like, get in your business, like, and they know your name and shit. I hate that overly servicey service.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, just pretend you don't know me and give me the fucking food. I'm not Auntie Vera, you know? I don't need to be your best friend just because I'm giving you money. And if you're nice and if you know my name, it makes me less likely to come back, okay? What the fuck happened? I lost that thing. Rachel's gone. She's gone. Yep, they didn't have an earthquake in Rachelville. San Antonio or whatever it's called. That's Texas. Rachel? Fuck. What happened? Is the show over, folks? I think Rachel lost her connection. MC. Yep, she's gone. Try your cell phone, Rachel. So, this one, I think. Rachel. Oh. Hello? Rachel?
Yes.
Oh, don't answer your cell phone. Hold on. Let me hang up.
That's a good ending. Let's end now.
Yeah, but I want to have a question before we end.
What?
Why do you sound so annoyed with me?
I'm not annoyed with you. I love you. I'm glad we finally talked curious. About some real stuff.
I'm just curious. This is a curiosity. It has nothing to do. What, to be curious, what would have to change for Chris to want to listen to this show?
He'd probably like this one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell him to check it out and see what he thinks, but I don't really care. I'm not going to keep changing till I please my boyfriend. It's not about that. It's just
I know it's not. I'm just curious.
I think he'd really like this one. That'll be a good litmus test. So I'll ask him.
Yeah.
But you know what? I love you, Madge. You really can call me in the middle of the night.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, we'll end.
I'm gonna go make some toast.
I'll play the chicken pot pie song, the chicken fat song in post, as they say.
Okay.
All right, thanks for being. I'll talk to you next week. Hopefully at the same
time. I love you, Matt.
You too.
Okay, talk to you in 7 days.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Well, that was really fascinating, wasn't it? Let's see, where's the chicken fat song? Chicken fat, chicken fat, chicken fat. That's not it. Where's the chicken fat song? This is from Joel Hunt. I don't know if he's related to Mike. Joel Hunt. Bye.
Touchdown every morning, 10 times, not just now and then. Give that chicken fat back to the chicken and don't be chicken again. No, don't be chicken again. Push up every morning, 10 times push up, starting low. Once more on the rise, nuts to the flabby guys. Go, you chicken fat, go away. Go, you chicken fat, go. Good morning, hands on hips, please. Now then, touch your toes with me. Ready, touchdown, up,
every morning.
Down. 10 times,
not just
up,
now and
four,
then.
4, up, 5,
give that chicken
up,
fat,
6,
to the chicken
up,
and
7,
don't be chicken up, again. No,
9,
don't be chicken up, again.
And halt, hit the dirt, hit. Push-ups next, nice and steady, not too fast, ready. Push up, down,
every morning,
up, 10 times,
push
up, start,
starting low.
To
the flabby guys,
go,
the chicken fat, go away.
Down,
go, you chicken
down,
fat, go.
And halt. Now struggle up to your feet.
Struggle.
March in place. March.
Left.
Left a good pound and a quarter. Was it right? Right that it should be left.
Yes, I left. It was right,
right, left, right, left,
left,
and
left.
Halt. 1, 2, next, sit-ups. Everybody's favorite, so on your back, drop. All right, girls, you're in this too. Arms overhead, flop. Come on, girls, now sit up.
Sit
up. Down.
Every morning.
Up, 10 times.
Sit
up. Down.
On your feet.
Up, down.
5.
Swing that rusty gate.
6.
Don't drop the tempo, mate. Dragging your feet.
No, can't win. Dragging your feet.
And halt. Now on your feet. Up. Everybody. Hands on hips. Place. Twist your trunk to the left. Ready. Twist left. Front.
Now the right side.
10 times.
Twist left.
Front.
Running
right. Front. Grunt. Louder. Back of your neck, lace, right foot forward, place, the pogo spring, landing on alternate feet, ready, spring left, spring right, higher, higher, up, down, higher, higher, way, not too high, up, down, down, halt, drop your hands to the side and feet together. Overhead clap and jump to stride, known as the jumping jack, far and wide. All right, are you ready?
Ready.
Jump, two, clap, two,
clap,
two,
clap,
slap,
clap,
slap, clap,
slap,
jump,
two, jump,
two,
jump, it's good for you.
Three more is all we do.
Jump,
sing, pause and sing.
Go, you chicken fat, go.
March in place, march,
left,
left,
left.
A good pound and a quarter.
Was it right? Right, that it should be left.
Oh, I left,
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 left a good pound and a quarter. side, raise. Next we're gonna do backward circles. Ready?
Ready.
Circle round, round, round. Back and around, back and around.
Back and around.
Back and around.
And back and around. And reverse and around. Front and around.
Front and around.
Front and around.
Front and around. And halt. Arms to the side, place. On your back, drop. And now, raise your legs in the air. Bicycle ride and pump, 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 pump,
pump, pump,
pump, pump, pump, pump, pump, pump, and halt on your feet up quickly, quickly next. Inhale arms, sweep up inward, exhale arms out and down.
Inhale arms, sweep up inward, exhale upward down.
Ready, inhale, slow,
every morning.
Exhale, clear down.
Inhale, take the air.
First the tortoise, bend the elbow and run in place. Ready,
ready,
run, running. Two, run,
like a tortoise.
Okay,
too far and too slow.
Now double up, ready, run, two, three, four, 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 run, two, three, four. Everybody sing.
Go, you chicken fat, go.
That's good.